Now
on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Patrice, I cannot believe that we're 3 hours down. We only have an hour left of the show.
It feels like it's just been an hour. That just kind of
Yes, it really does. It really has flown by. I'm Andrew Langer, by the way. It's 8:06 a.m. on News Talk 105.9 WMAL, making sense of the news. A good Friday morning.
Friday to you.
Happy yes. Friday to you as well. This is O'Connor and Company. I am not Larry O'Connor. I'm company, I guess. You know, I really
we're
am company.
Together.
Yes, we're company together. I'm Andrew Langer in for Larry today. I'll say this again at the end of the show. I'm going to be in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Very excited about this. And by the way, everybody, thank you all for allowing me into your homes and your cars, wherever you're listening today. I consider this a privilege. This is a real treat for me. And it's a treat for me to sit down with Patrice.
Oh, thank you.
We've got one more guest today. I'm very excited to bring him on. His name is Mark Morano.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, he is with Climate Depot. Yep. We'll talk about what Climate Depot is. But you know, it's funny, Mark, we were just talking about President Biden. I know abortion is not your issue, so we're not going to ask you to talk about it. Don't worry about this. But the phrase, the president is doing everything he can to solve a problem, that doesn't mean that he's really doing everything he can to solve a problem, does it, Mark?
Well, sadly, he probably is doing everything he can to solve the problem right now. I mean,
oh, no.
No, go ahead.
I mean, this just watching Biden in action, I mean, you can see now everyone from CNN, MSNBC, they can't even find a way to defend or say anything nice about this man. It's actually, I mean, this is pretty much unprecedented in the television age to watch a president decline and just be literally can't help himself on, you know, when you see him in public. It's a frightening scene.
Yeah, it's sad, the deterioration of our president in front of our eyes. And obviously, we can tell his agenda, maybe his mind, has been hijacked by these radical climate agenda environmentalists who are trying to take the rest of our country, our economy down with them and the world. And frankly, you've got people across the world latching on to this stuff. I mean, there's this interesting article, the UN Journal is explaining that there are benefits to world hunger. I thought that we wanted to end world hunger, Mark. I mean, what is going on here?
Yes.
Well, this all happened, and this was an article from years ago, but it went viral on social media. It was written by a University of Hawaii professor. He literally bragged about the benefits of world hunger. Hunger has a positive value. Hungry people are the most productive people. And it was going through saying that we want people to essentially be motivated and driven. And if you feed them, they're not going to work for as cheap and they're not going to work as hard. This was pointed out, the UN Journal, which is literally the flagship publication of the United Nations, pulled the article almost immediately when people started asking questions about it. And now they're claiming it was satire in quotes. Well, I reached out, as the intrepid reporter should. I reached out to the University of Hawaii professor who authored the article, who's now an emeritus professor, and he said absolutely not a satire. It was written to be provocative because in his dealings with the wealthy and the world's elite, he's had conversations with them, and this is what they've told him. So he was writing it almost as a expose of the thought process of our elite who believe that if we make people give them adequate housing, clothing, and everything, they're not going to work as hard. They're not going to be as pliable for what they need for cheap labor.
The world needs ditch diggers, Danny. Yes, I am reminded of that. Yeah, I mean, listen, this gets into the climate agenda generally. And you talk about the elites, Mark. And by the way, our guest is Mark Morano from Climate Depot. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, one of the things that we talk about, those of us who are on the thoughtful side, the rational side of energy policy, climate policy, what have you, is that there is this disproportionate impact, the harm to the working poor, and the non-working poor, right? As prices go up, we talk about food, we talk about gas, we talk about energy itself, electricity. Talk about this.
Well, what they're trying to do, it's a very simple concept. They're going to punish the poor and they're going to shrink the middle class. Why? Because it just means more power for the people who are instilling these policies, and particularly the climate and energy policies you just referenced, Andrew. Because what they're doing is the more they can make it so people can't afford gas, home heating, then they can increase guaranteed annual incomes. Wow. Then they can increase more government programs, more subsidies, which in turn guarantees a voter base that's dependent upon you. Mm. And if you look at things like World Economic Forum, United Nations, and what the WHO did with their lockdowns, we all followed China. These enabled the greatest transfers of wealth from the poor and middle class to the wealthy. Mm. And this was acknowledged. Jim Cramer on CNBC acknowledges this. CNN acknowledges this.
Wow.
So this wealth transfer empowers the people at the top. And you see what's happening in Europe. Make no mistake, this nitrogen crisis, this is the Netherlands trying to follow the net zero climate goals of Europe. They're all jumping in. This used to be a virtue signal and people didn't think much of it. But now everywhere we're seeing it with energy prices. This is one goal. Netherlands is the biggest exporter of meat in Europe.
Hmm. Yeah.
When you get rid of their fertilizer, you're going to not only bankrupt the farmers, but you're going to literally make meat eating a rare and expensive treat, which, by the way, coincides exactly with what the 2019 United Nations meat eating report said, which we have to get rid of meat eating, make us eat bugs, make us eat these fake meat processed burgers, which, by the way, Bill Gates is pushing. So what they're doing is they're bankrupting farmers. Who's going to buy it? China and big conglomerates and equity asset firms are going to take over from mom and pop family run farms, and they're going to then make it meat eating expensive, rare. This is all part of a global agenda, but they're using this climate crisis in quotes as the method by which to do it.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I mean, that just sounds, frankly, despairing. It sounds stifling to just a regular middle-class gal like myself who loves red meat, but the doctor says stay away from it. You know, I can eat it in low quantities. But, you know, what can we do? What can the average citizen, what should we be doing? Not even what should we be doing to push back on this? Because obviously we have an administration that's hijacked by this mentality and this campaign to do exactly what you just laid out.
Well, the biggest thing is we've allowed politicians from Arnold Schwarzenegger back in 2005 passed the California climate bill. Everyone praised him as this climate warrior. He commuted to his home in a private jet.
Sure.
He literally, as he told people to air dry their clothes outside. But what we've done is we've allowed politicians to talk about the climate crisis and how we have to transform our energy to some fantasy of solar and wind, which produces only about 4% of our energy.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, 80% is fossil fuels. But we've allowed this from our politicians. It sounded good for the last few decades because we didn't really pay the price.
Mm.
The last 2 years, we're paying the price. We can no longer, as voters, as consumers of politics, allow this nonsense virtue signaling to continue because it has real world consequences. Just real quick, in America, we have Chinese buying up an agricultural land monopoly. Politico reported this. But don't worry, China's not alone because Bill Gates has now surpassed China as America's single largest farm owner, according to NBC News. What does this mean? It means Bill Gates isn't the one in overalls. It means American family-run farms are being forced to sell out because of these policies to big conglomerates like China, Bill Gates, and what's their agenda? Bill Gates is pushing that fake meat, that yummy 30 vegetable processed oil glued together. The World Economic Forum says we can print it a few pounds a minute with a 3D printer. You can print your dinner, fake meat dinner.
And let's remember, right, the left has been telling us for years to go organic, farm-to-table, non-processed, and they're getting this garbage. Mark, listen, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much, Mark, for the work you do at Climate Depot. We'll have you back soon.
All right. Thank you, Angie. Thank you, Petit.
Take care. That's Mark Morano from Climate Depot. Go and check it out. It's all good stuff here. We will continue.
Hey, guys. I'm Tom Welling. I used to play Clark Kent on Smallville.
I'm Michael Rosenbaum. I used to play Lex Luthor on Smallville. Join us every week as we go back.
Way back.
I'm excited.
I know.
Are you?
Can't wait.
Join Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum every week as they rewind every episode of Smallville and discuss their experiences with friends, fans, and co-stars. Talkville, the ultimate Smallville podcast. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts or watch on YouTube.